I text letu la namuhla
our text today
silfunda ku Johane isahluko seshumnantathu
we find in John chapter 13
kusukwele evesini langamashuma amabili nanye
from verse 21
uJesu seshilo lokho wakhathazeka emoyeni wafakaza wathi ngiqinisile ngiqinisile ngithi kini omunye wenu uya kungikhaphela.
From verse 21, after saying these things, Jesus was troubled in the spirit and testified, truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.
Abafundi babhekana bengabaza ukuthi ukhuluma noba ngobani.
The disciples looked at one another uncertain of whom he spoke.
Kwakuhlezi ekudleni omunye wabafundi bakhe uJesu amthandayo encike esifubeni sikaJesu.
One of his disciples whom Jesus loved was reclining at a table at the table close to Jesus.
USimon Petru wayesemqhweba ethi yisho ukuthi ubekhuluma ngobani na.
So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking.
Yena encike esifubeni sikaJesu wathi kuye Nkosi ngubani na.
So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, Lord, who is it?
Ngakho waphendula uJesu wathi, yilowo engiyakumcwilisela ucezu ngimnike lona.
Jesus answered, it is he whom I will give this morsel of bread which I have dipped.
Eselucwilisile uCesu walunika uJudas Iscariot.
So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot.
Emva koCesu uSatan wayesengena kuye. Wayesethi kuye uJesu, okwenzayo kwenze masinyane.
Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, what you are going to do, do quickly.
Kepha akabakho kwabahlezi ekudleni owayekwazi lokho ukuthi ukusho ngani na.
Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him.
Kepha abanye bacabanga ukuthi ngokuba uJuda ephethe isikhwama, uJesu wathi kuye, thenga esikuswele emkhosini, noma ukuthi kabela bampofu okuthile.
Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, buy what we need for the feast, or that he was should give something to the poor.
Kuthi eseluthathile uCesu waphuma masinyane kwakuse busuku.
So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out and it was night.
Ake sigcine la.
We'll read thus far.
UJesu wakhuluma kubafundi.
Jesus was speaking to his disciples about the betrayal of him.
Kuthwa esekushilo lokho wakhathazeka kakhulu.
And it says after saying that he was greatly grieved.
Wakhathazeka emoyeni.
Troubled in spirit.
Wafakaza wathi ngiqinisile ngiqinisile
saying, truly, truly, I say, one of you will betray me. It says, our Lord was greatly troubled in spirit. After saying to them, one of you will betray me. Jesus loved his disciples. Even Judas Iscariot was loved. And it says, after saying that one of you will betray me, he was greatly disturbed and grieved in his heart. Always remember that Jesus loved his people, he loved them till the end. And so when he spoke about the betrayal, he was troubled in spirit. Jesus loves us all. His love is unfathomable. However, if we are unfaithful to him, great grief is caused to him. If you're not faithful in the Lord, and you no longer walk in his ways, the Lord is troubled in spirit. Some speculate that Jesus didn't feel anything regarding Judas, but we are told here that he was grieved, he was troubled in his spirit regarding his betrayal by Judas. If you are unfaithful to the Lord, remember, Jesus in heaven is greatly grieved about you. It's it stirs him deeply. He feels something, for he loves you, and it grieves him greatly.
Abafundi babhekana.
The disciples glanced at each other.
Bengabazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngobani.
Wondering, who is he speaking about?
UJesu wakhuluma ngendlela yokuthi kuhlabeke abafundi bakhe. Nabo babelusizi ukuthi kanti ubani phakathi kwethu ongakhapheli inkosi yethu.
When Jesus spoke these words, they too became grieved, thinking, how is it possible that one of them could betray their Lord?
UJohane ubesesifubeni sikaJesu.
John was leaning against the chest of Jesus.
Uyena obemusha.
He was the youngest.
UPetru waqhweba kuye wathi, Johane, awuzwe inkosini ukuthi ubani phakathi kwethu ozomphika uJesu amlahle uJesu.
Peter, then beckoning to John, indicated that he should ask Jesus who this person was. They too were troubled. What can there be one in our midst who is unfaithful and will desert us?
Kufanele ukuba sonke siyibuze ukuthi kanti ubani ozomhlubuka uJesu.
We should all ask the question too, who can betray Jesus?
Baningi abamhlubuka uJesu.
There are many who do.
Bamhlubukile kuze kube namhlanje.
And they betray the Lord Jesus till today.
Abazi usizi abaludalayo enkosini yethu ngokumphika uJesu.
Not recognizing the grief, the anguish that they cause in Jesus.
Abafundi baze bayibuza bathi kodwa ubani phakathi kwethu ongayiphika inkosi.
Till the disciples asked each other, who in our midst could do such a thing and betray the Lord?
Bebengazi ukuthi kungabakhona oyedwa phakathi kwabo omphikayo uJesu.
It was incomprehensible to them that one of them could actually betray the Lord.
Kanti phakathi kwabo bekukhona umuntu.
But in their midst there was such a person.
Lokho kusikhombisa ukuthi nakithina noma sithi singabaka Jesu siyamculela, siyathandaza, siyaye enkonzweni, kodwa akeke sithembeke kuye kuze kube sekufeni.
Which shows us that we might be busy with the Christian things of praying, singing, going to services, but we are not faithful to the Lord to the end.
Uma bafundi bekuzwa lokho bashaywa uvalo.
When the disciples heard this, they were shocked.
Bathi ubani ophakathi kwethu.
And afraid, asking who in our midst
ongenakuthembeka kuye
could possibly be unfaithful to him, to the Lord. It was 3 years that they had been with Jesus. And Judas Iscariot was among them. No one suspected him. Judas even looked after the money.
Uma abantu benikela noma beyisebenzisa imali ukuthenga izinto bekuJudas Iscariot umphathisikhwama.
And so when people gave or donated for their needs, Judas was the treasurer.
Kodwa akekho wamsolayo.
But no one suspected him.
Kuyinto edabukisayo uma phakathi kwethu kukhona abantu kube ngathi bayamphilela uNkulunkulu kanti abamphileli.
It is so sad if there are people in our midst who appear to be living for the Lord but they are not.
Kuhambe kuvele obala.
And after some time it comes to light.
UJudas Iscariot ubephethe isikhwama semali.
Judas Iscariot was in charge of the money.
Kuthwa njalo ubehlala athathe okunye esikhwameni ekusebenzisa.
And we are told that he was often dipping into the money for his own self.
Engathembekile.
Unfaithful.
Indaba edabukisayo leyo umuntu uhamba noJesu.
A heartbreaking matter that a person can be with the Lord but is unfaithful regarding money.
Abafundi baze bashaye uvalo bathi kungenzeka omunye phakathi kwethu angathembeki.
The disciples were shocked and they asked, how is it possible that there could be one who's unfaithful in their
midst?
And it says they were afraid.
The
Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Jesus was deeply stirred. He was grieved. He was troubled in spirit about Judas Iscariot.
Abafundi baze bathi asimfune lona ophakathi kwethu ongathembekile.
And then the disciples then wanted to discover who it was that was unfaithful.
Ubani lona ozonikela ngoJesu Kristu?
Who was going to betray the Lord Jesus?
UJesu mayibona ukukhathazeka kwabo.
When Jesus observed that they too were stirred and their questioning, he took bread, a morsel of bread, dipped it into the food, and said, the one to whom I give this, it is he. And he gave it to Judas Iscariot. In the eastern countries, it was the custom that the host would take a morsel and give it to the visitor. Like the Last Supper, the Lord taking a morsel and then giving it to each. And so here too, he took a morsel of bread and gave it to Judas Iscariot and said, the one to whom I give this, it is him. I wonder how Jesus looked at him. I also wonder why Judas Iscariot was not heartbroken. But Judas had made his decision. When he received that morsel, instead of crying out to God for forgiveness, he hardened his heart. He should have cried to the Lord for mercy, for forgiveness. But he didn't.
Omunye usesonweni kodwa noma uthi uyamkhalima noma uthi uyamlekelela noma uthi uyamqondisa akaqondi.
There are those who live in sin, and even when there are attempts to correct the person, they don't understand.
Bekumelwe lapho uJesu esemkhomba ngomunwe.
It should have been that when Jesus indicated that it was him, he, Judas, should have cried to the Lord for forgiveness. But he continued in his ways. Judas knew full well regarding his sin. He knew of the alliance he had with the Sadducees and Pharisees, meeting with them in secret. For he was a pal with them. And when they asked Judas to sell Jesus, he agreed. So the question I ask you today, as we are here, are we faithful to the Lord? Are we clinging to Jesus till the end? As he loves us so much, do we love him too?
Noma lapho uNkulunkulu eseveza amasu eseveza izindlela zokusikhalima kusihlabeke sikhale sika uNkulunkulu ngithethelele ngonile.
When God uses ways to hem us in and to bring us back to him, are we responsive? Do we turn to him gladly and ask for forgiveness? If we have
sinned.
If we have sinned, we ought to quickly confess our sin. Exposing it to the light. Three young men who were in Germany. As boys, they were naughty. And one day, they hit upon a plan. There were highly respected men, three highly respected men, public figures in Germany. And they decided to catch them out. They were unaware of what these three public figures were actually up to and what they had hidden. They didn't know that what they were doing was wrong. These three men were busy with illicit relationships with women. And so these three young men then wrote a letter. They wrote it to the first man. And they said in the letter, everything you've done is now revealed and exposed. They wrote the same words to the second public figure. Saying it is all exposed, it's come to light what you really are. And to the third one as well. After which, the following morning, after receiving the letter, the first man disappeared, he vanished. They searched for him, he couldn't be found. He disappeared. The second public figure also, he disappeared. And the third one as well. The first one had packed his suitcase. He took a flight away and vanished. The second one too. And the third one disappeared forever. These three important public figures, instead of just facing the music they and saying we have sinned, instead they chose to disappear. It is difficult for some people to confess their sin. It's easier for them to deny it or disappear. Or even commit suicide, which may have happened with them. If you've sinned, it's so difficult to humble yourself. And yet, if you humble yourself, saying, Lord, I have sinned. Now, these three young men, these boys who had written those letters, they didn't know, and they didn't write to the women. They weren't known. Instead, they ended up in darkness. They forgot. They forgot where those people, they were just simply forgotten. Never hide your sin. Don't hide your sin, expose it. Come to Jesus and beg of him for forgiveness. In Psalm 139, we find a marvelous word. Search me, O Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me. Lead me in the eternal paths. This is the prayer that people should be praying. Everyone. Lead me, O Lord. Search out my heart. Know my heart and know my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way or miserable way. Lead me in the eternal ways.
This is the prayer every one of us should earnestly pray.
Yebo umthandazo odinga ukuthandazwa yibo bonke ngayo yonke inhliziyo.
Uluka.
Luke.
What akukho lutho kufihliweyo okungayi kwambulwa.
It says there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed.
Konke noma kusekusithekeni.
Everything, even in secret, will be exposed. What is hidden in the bedrooms will be shouted from the rooftops. Nothing is hidden from the eyes of the Lord. That is a fearful word.
It
And so it doesn't help to hide anything, for the Bible says nothing that is hidden will not be exposed. All will come to light. What is spoken in secret in the bedrooms, behind locked doors, will be shouted from rooftops. How will it be when all your secrets come to light? Everything will be uncovered. It just does not help to hide things. I once read of a certain man. Who followed after two women.
The first
was beautiful like a model.
The second
one was very plain and ordinary. And it was evident that she was like a prostitute. She was not like the first one, so pretty it. Both beckoned to this man. The first one said, I promise you so much that is good.
Lona oisife.
That was the prostitute one.
Ngizo funeli zinte zinte, ngikjabulise.
All manner of pleasures I will give to you.
Lona oisibili watu uma ulandela mina.
The other said, if you really want me, you will be in a great struggle. People will not be blessed by you. And it was then to be decided which immoral one he would join himself to. These two. One very pretty. The other one who was obviously immoral.
Lona wathi uma ulandela mina ngizokuphatha kahle
saying, if you follow me, I will look after you, you will enjoy life. The second said, but if you follow me and cling to me, you will have a hard time. You won't be a blessing to people. He had to decide.
He
had to make a decision between these two.
Lana Sibonu Judas Iscariot.
Now here in our text we've seen Judas Iscariot. He too had to make a decision. There was the world beckoning to him. The flesh was calling him. Blood was calling him. Which would he choose? You. Who or what would you choose between these two? Judas chose his way. He decided on the way of destruction that leads to being destroyed. And the text says, after that, Satan entered into him. The Bible says, do not give room to Satan. Judas Iscariot opened for the devil. Jesus was right there before him. Eternal life was right next to him. He had to choose. I ask all of you, whom do you choose? Do you choose Jesus? He that is in your midst? Or do you choose Satan? Judas chose Satan. And Satan entered him and lived in him.
And
the Bible says Judas then went out and it was night. He who didn't want heavenly light, the light of Jesus Christ, will meet with the eternal night. We who are here, we young people, whom do we choose? Are we like Judas Iscariot? Who chose the night. The eternal night. And he went out and then finally hanged himself. His future was terrible.
Jesus.
Jesus saw all that. He knew what was to happen. And what stirred him and caused him to be greatly grieved was that this Judas had been with the Lord for years and yet still gave himself to the devil. You who are here in the service today, what do you choose? What is your decision?
Judas Iscariot.
Here's Judas Iscariot. Here is Jesus. With whom do you identify? Decide. Let us stand to our feet. Lord Jesus, you see us all in the service today. You see whom we choose. Do we choose the truth of heaven or the hell of Satan? Lord, we've heard how you were stirred in your spirit and troubled because of Judas. For he betrayed you to choose the devil. Dying in darkness. And until today, he still remains in that darkness. You know us all, Lord. Young and old. And you know what our decision, what our choice is,
and
where we will end. Work, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, that the one who has not yet repented would really repent. He
was
not parted from sin, would part with it. Work in a wonderful way.
That
you would not be sad because of us, but instead, let there be joy in heaven over each one here.
Amen.
Amen.
Ningangahlali phansi, nginombuzo ukuthi wena osozophuma la enkonzweni unguJudas Iscariot.
I ask a question now. As you're going to leave the service, are you Judas Iscariot?
Noma ungomunye walaba abayishumi nanye.
Or are you of the other group, the 11, with Peter?
Wena uzothembeka enkosini. Will you be
faithful to the Lord?
Nguma.
Right to the end. The decision is yours. Decide.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.